questions surrounding a potential case of political favoritism tied to Oklahoma's highest office, a metro area entertainment district's groundbreaking, and Tulsa lawmakers' proposals to curb growing child daycare shortages. This is the PM News Brief for Tuesday, May 12, 2026. I'm Jim Johnson. Republican Attorney General candidate John Eccles has returned campaign donations to a Norman couple embroiled in a political favoritism scandal. As Grayson Wheeler reports, this comes after a multi-county grand jury investigated a friend of Governor Kevin Stitt's early release from prison.
Sarah Polstam was sentenced to 8 years in prison after crashing into and grievously injuring someone while driving drunk. She was released with an ankle bracelet after just 73 days. A grand jury report released last week found no evidence of criminal wrongdoing in Polstam's release, but identified, quote, rank political favoritism. While Polstam was awaiting transfer to prison, she and her husband were recorded discussing how to leverage their political connections with Stitt and Eccles to secure favorable treatment. The Polstams are longtime friends of Stitt, and the couple has donated around $28,000 to his gubernatorial campaigns. State campaign finance records show Eccles refunded a $3,300 donation to Sarah Polstam in March. He returned her husband's similar-sized contribution last week, according to reporting from the Oklahoman newspaper, saying, quote, justice isn't for sale. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
Norman and University of Oklahoma leaders attended a groundbreaking event for the Rock Creek Entertainment District today. KGOU's Hannah France reports.
OU President Joseph Harris Jr., Norman Ward 8 City Councilmember Scott Dixon, and Norman Chamber of Commerce President Scott Martin were among those who participated in a private groundbreaking ceremony Tuesday at the site of the Rock Creek Entertainment District. This follows last month's announcement from the University of Oklahoma Foundation naming Dallas-based Rainer Development Company as the master developer for the $1 billion multi-use project, which will include a new OU arena as well as residential and retail space. Earlier this year, the Oklahoma Supreme Court ruled a petition to put the construction of the project up to a vote of the public was insufficient, clearing the way for the construction plans to continue. I'm Hannah France.
Tulsa City Council members say they're increasingly worried about working parents amid a child daycare shortage. Angel Ford has more on what the city's officials are hoping to do to slow the losses.
Tulsa officials say close to 1,400 child care slots in Tulsa County have closed. The impact could prove devastating in a county already experiencing a shortage of daycare facilities. Councilor Lori Dechter-Wright believes family stress to be a community and workforce issue, not just a concern for women.
It's very concerning about downward repercussions of those choices, and we're going to find ourselves trying to catch it all, and we know we can.
Her main suggestion is to bring Tulsa employers into the conversation and create a sort of, quote, hybrid model to allow childcare into their operations. Councilor Carol Bush agreed with Wright, saying business owners could not operate without available spots. In Tulsa, I'm Angel Ford.
More than 400 child care facilities in Oklahoma have closed since last fall. This is KGOU.
You know, every day on Up First, NPR's Golden Globe-nominated morning news podcast, we bring you three essential stories. At the heart of each story are questions. What really happened? What really mattered? What happens next? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious and to follow the facts. Follow Up First wherever you get your podcasts and start your day knowing what matters and why.